You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Democratic Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her candidacy for lieutenant governor in 2026. She is the first candidate from either party to get into the race. The position will be open as the current lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, is running for governor. Godlewski was appointed as Secretary of State in March 2023. She previously served one term as state treasurer and ran for U.S. Senate in 2022. The race for governor and lieutenant governor is open after Governor Tony Evers announced he won't seek a third term. Three Democrats are running to challenge Republican Wisconsin Congressman Brian Steil in 2026. All are from Racine County, and Wisconsin Examiner reports that all three are positioning themselves as working-class candidates who contrast sharply with Steil, an attorney who worked as a business executive prior to being elected to his first district house seat in 2018. Gage Stills is a 25-year-old community activist who launched an under-the-radar campaign last month with a website and TikTok account. Mitchell Berman, a Veterans Affairs and Emergency Room nurse, entered the race earlier this month. Randy Bryce, a former iron worker who ran and lost to Steil in 2018, has been in the race since May. The district includes all or part of Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, and Rock counties. It could be another big cranberry harvest for Wisconsin this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association is predicting a harvest of 5 million barrels this year. That's down from last year's total harvest of 6 million barrels, but would still make Wisconsin the largest berry-producing state for the 31st year. About two-thirds of the nation's cranberries come from Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, in coordination with the St. Croix County Public Health Department and Rock County Public Health, is working to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to measles from an out-of-state traveler who visited Wisconsin. These exposures to measles are not related to cases previously confirmed in the state. The investigation has identified two public locations and times where people may have been exposed. Flying J Travel Center in Roberts on Monday morning, August 4th, between 7:15 and 10, and Pilot Travel Center in Beloit on Monday, August 4th, between 11:45 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. People at these locations during this date and time should check their immunization status as soon as possible to see if they received the measles vaccine. Wisconsinites can find their immunization records using the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. Symptoms of measles generally start 10 to 21 days after exposure. Anyone who was exposed to measles on August 4th would expect symptoms to start between August 14th and 25th. Symptoms of measles include runny nose, high fever, tiredness, cough, red watery eyes or pink eye, and a red rash with raised bumps that starts at the hairline and moves to the arms and legs 3 to 5 days after symptoms begin. As measles cases continue to be reported throughout the country, travel-related exposures may become more common. Staying up to date on the MMR vaccine is the best way to stay protected from measles. In general, people born before 1957 are considered immune. All other adults without laboratory evidence of immunity should have at least one dose of measles-containing vaccine, and children should have two doses. Federal Emergency Management Agency officials will be in southeast Wisconsin to assess recent storm damage. Preliminary damage assessment teams from FEMA will arrive to conduct assessments by interviewing homeowners, renters, and business owners to document property damage and the impact of the historic storms and flooding. It's a crucial step in the disaster recovery process that helps determine the extent of the damage and informs Wisconsin's potential request for federal help. Multiple local and state officials, along with Wisconsin's congressional delegation, have called on the Trump administration to assist in relief efforts. An attorney representing the father of a Madison school shooter wants the case against him dismissed. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the attorney for Jeffrey Rupnow filed that motion Monday, saying the state's case against Rupnow has a reckless disregard for the truth. Rupp now faces two counts of supplying a dangerous weapon to a minor and one count of contributing to delinquency. Rupp now says he never gave his daughter, Natalie, the combination to a gun safe that held the weapon she used to kill a student and teacher and injure six others at her school last December. Natalie died by suicide during the attack. Rupp now is scheduled for a bail hearing later this month and a pretrial conference for late September. It could be another big cranberry harvest for Wisconsin this season. The Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association is predicting a harvest of 5 million barrels this year. That's down from last year's total harvest of 6 million barrels, but would still make Wisconsin the largest berry-producing state for the 31st year. About two-thirds of the nation's cranberries come from Wisconsin. The Village of Blue River will be holding its annual Autumn Fest this weekend. Autumn Fest is a big and busy event for the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Justin Degenhart is the chief of Blue River Fire and Rescue.
It's our main fundraiser. I mean, we do a couple other ones throughout the year, but this is the main one, doing the whole 3 days and Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And it takes quite a bit of work, and we'll actually start full swing probably Wednesday night real hard and go through Sunday.
The weekend, featuring many activities, begins Friday night. Jared Rowan is the captain of Blue River Fire and Rescue.
Friday night, we've got men's fast pitch. The first game will be 6:15, and then we've got a euchre tournament that starts at 7. That'll be down in the park, and then up on the hill we'll have water fights under the lights, and that starts at 7.
The fast pitch tournament will be held all weekend. On Saturday, there will be a beanbag tourney at 1. The blacktop tractor pull starts at 2, and there will be a scavenger hunt at 5. Justin Degenhart describes what is involved in the hunt.
It's actually done by Chris Simonson, and it's photos. He's got stuff he picks out across town, and you have to take a photo of it and bring it back. And if everything that he took or is described the way that he described it and you've got a picture of it, then you log it in, and I guess if everybody's got it, you win.
Saturday evening, High Mileage takes the stage at 8. On Sunday, Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger will begin the day at 9. There will be a chicken barbecue starting at 11, and the parade will step off at 2. After the parade, there will be a sawdust money hunt, a kiddie tractor pull, and kids' water fights will be after the pull. Also after the parade, the Other Brothers will perform from 3 until 6. Be sure to attend Autumn Fest Friday through Sunday in Blue River. All proceeds from the event go to Blue River Fire and Rescue Squad. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 5 of the Brewers and Cubs wrapping up their series in Chicago today. Milwaukee losing last night again, this time 4-3 to the Cubs. The Brewers losing 3 in a row after a 14-game winning streak. Pat Murphy on what he said to the team.
Told them how proud I am of them, because there's sometimes things don't go your way. And the wind's blowing sometimes. You can't try to, you know, fight it, and you break the branches. You know what I mean? If you try to fight it, you know, and they let the branches blow, and they come back, and we'll reset. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we showed tremendous heart and tremendous relentlessness.
NFL, the Packers and the Seattle Seahawks in their final preseason game this Saturday at Lambeau Field, kickoff at 3 p.m. Today, the two teams holding a joint practice session in Green Bay. In golf, Sam Weatherhead from Hartford, Wisconsin, finishing 10 under par to win the state open championship at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can never have enough comedy, and if it's cringe comedy, that's even better. Tim Robinson's Friendship had a decent showing at the box office thanks to a limited theatrical release and will now be available to stream. In the A24 studio film, Robinson's character is new in the hood and just wants to make a friend, and it ends up almost destroying two lives. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far, the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic, and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. If you love big action movies but insist on watching these cinematic treasures on the small screen, you're in luck. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is now available to stream. The eighth and possibly last installment of the franchise, starring Tom Cruise, is now available available on demand on Amazon Prime. If you need to play catch-up, you can stream all 7 of the previous Cruise Mission Impossibles if you have a Paramount Plus subscription. If you loved watching Trust Fund Kid influencer and pretend professional boxer Jake Paul dance around the ring with Mike Tyson amid streaming issues on Netflix, you're in luck. Paul will take on the WBA 14th-ranked cruiserweight, that all sounds made up, Gervonta Tank Davis, that also sounds made up. The fight will take place in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena November 14th and only on Netflix, which means you might catch part of it if they figured out their tech issues from the Paul Tyson tap dance. Here's a movie on my radar that should be a big smash based on the classic story and filmmaking team. Frankenstein does not hit theaters until October, but it's directed by multiple Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro and has a solid cast with Jacob Elordi as Frankenstein's monster and Oscar Isaac as Dr. Frankenstein. Mia Goth and Christopher Waltz round out a great ensemble. Frankenstein is based on Mary Shelley's classic novel of the same name. Brian Baumgartner played Kevin Malone for the entire run of NBC's The Office. He weighed in recently about the new Office spinoff, The Paper, headed by the same producers as The Office. According to the New York Post, so far the only cast member from the original Office scheduled to make an appearance is Oscar Nunez. Baumgartner says the show looks fantastic and he would happily reprise his role as Kevin if show creator Greg Daniels came calling. The Paper will premiere September 4th on Peacock and is shot in similar mockumentary style. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.